21 minutes after 4, Jerry Bascom. We're here on Colourful Radio around the world on colourfulradio.com. It's great to have your company. Hello. Make sure you spread the word. So last week we spoke to JLS from X Factor. I'm sure you know that there were 12 on Saturday. There was then now 11. And there's going to be only 10 this coming Saturday, after Saturday night. Yes, I'm talking about the X Factor live finals. And we have on the line Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
Good. Could you hear us loud and clear?
Yeah, I can hear you very well. I'm blessed.
Rachel, you're blessed. I've heard that word a few times on the radio. Every time they put you through to something, and then you say, "Yes, I'm blessed."
Man, I'm good. It's all good.
It's all good. So, Rachel, congratulations. You're in the final 11 now.
Yes, thank you so much, man. I'm happy to be there too.
Good. Now, how's it like? What is it like there in the house?
Well, to be honest, I don't live in the house because of my personal circumstances with my kids, and obviously, I don't really want to tell everybody my business, but I want income support, and obviously, I'm not getting paid to do this. So if I go and take, like, their allowance and stuff, it's just going to mess up my housing benefit and stuff. Not that I want to be in that situation. I mean, I'm just doing what I have to do for the time being. So basically, living in that house will just sort of start a whole tumultuous.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand.
You know what? You've just said something which you didn't really have to say. However, do you know, I respect that you allowed to do millions to know your circumstances. And in a way, it's a good thing because I'm sure you know, once you get a certain distance, the media just turns around and try to find dirt on every contestant. It doesn't matter if they love you or not, they're going to try and find dirt, and I'm so glad that you've actually allowed your past experiences beyond your control, some of it, you know.
Some of it was self-inflicted, I'll admit that. You get me, certain of the things I went through, nobody forced me into doing it, but at the end of the day, that was then, this is now, and it's made me the person I am today.
And no doubt you're striving to make yourself a better woman.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing that.
And striving to make your kids into a better environment as well. Not that I really know your environment, but I'm sure you're trying your best to do that as well.
Yeah, because that's a parent's duty, though. A parent's duty is not to have to scrimp and scrape or make their kids have to suffer. So I don't want to be on trapped in this stupid benefit. You know, when you get trapped in this silly circle, that government thing, I don't want to do it. I just want to live my dream, sing my songs, make my money and go home to my kids. It ain't even on, it's not even about singing to be on a high thing, going in like I'm better than people. I genuinely love singing. I've been singing since I was a little youth. My mum sent me Sunday school. Obviously, I realised I could sing then. And I've just gone from strength to strength.
Okay, listen.
And that's all I want to be like.
Let's put all that to rest. It's all about joyous moments from now on. Hopefully, you'll go through to the finals for yourself and somebody else to be battling out right at the finals. So let's talk about the better things, the good things and the uplifting spirits. no doubt. What's it like in the house? As you said, you're not in the house, but what's it like? Have you been in there? Have you stayed in there for a night or maybe...
No, I haven't stayed in there for a night, but if I'm needed to go to the house to do some interviews or, like, if I'm needed at the house, I'll go up to the house. And I do have a lot of contact with all the other contestants, like Stay, for instance. But while I'm talking to you, everyone's at rehearsals right now at the studios doing sound checks and everything. So I do converse with everyone.
Okay, when's your sound checks and rehearsing and stuff?
Well, I think they're going to start sound checks about 5, so... Yeah, it depends when you come up on the line, innit? So it's just a waiting game, really. You know how it goes.
I mean, I've had real good news and I've been, you know, really happy. But what was it like when Danny broke the news to you and to tell you that you were final 12?
It was amazing. Like, it's at last, I've finally been accepted. And it just made me like, you know, I have, sorry, somebody's coming up the stairs now. So excuse me for the noise.
Yeah, that's all right. That's cool.
Right, sorry for the noise, yeah. But it was amazing, as I said, like, you lot know I have my faith in God and stuff, and it was just like, I told the truth, I shamed the devil, and I've been accepted. God's just given me bare blessings. He's made people open their hearts to me, and I just praise God. He gets the glory for this.
Yeah.
Because without him, I wouldn't be here. Without him, I just don't see nothing as possible right now. So right. Back to the original question you asked me. I was over the moon, and I'm glad that I got chosen by Danny.
Because actually, there's a bit in the Bible which says that he without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah, which is true. Jesus said that to the congregation when they wanted to slay a prostitute, or no, it wasn't a prostitute, a woman who apparently committed adultery to her husband. And it's right, at the end of the day, we've all got skeletons in our closet. And no disrespect, yeah, because I love my black people, but sometimes it's not even just black people, people in general. They have this way where it's like, well, they, you know, when someone does something wrong, they have a way where, ooh, that's disgusting. But if you go and check in your own closets, you know you've got sometimes there's people out there who's got worse skeletons than me. But it's always easy to pin off your own nasty thoughts and feelings on somebody else who's in the spotlight, because it makes you look better and it takes the attention off your life.
That's right. Unfortunately. So
Unfortunately, it shouldn't happen, but that's what people do.
So what's Danny like? What's she like, eh?
She's nice, man.
Could you give her my number afterwards?
You need to get that on your own, Jack.
I thought you might be a Cupid.
No, man, I played that game. Right now, I need to focus on me getting through this. Like, I'm not here to matchmake with no one. Yeah, I try matchmake, get our win with X Factor thing, or y'all try get me for arms to top your love life.
Is there...
I don't think so.
Is there any romance in the house? Do you know?
Not that I know of. So
you definitely don't fancy somebody in there?
No. I'm not saying that. There's somebody in there. One of the JLS boys. I think he's really cute, JB. But I didn't come to this show to fancy nobody. Right. I came here to fall. Because I know you're doing the light-hearted thing. And he is cute. You know the Ray J look-alike, him, JB.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah.
But you get me, with everyone, I think it's just more about focusing on your goal right now. Once everything's over and done with, then you most probably could go and have a more serious talk with somebody. But for now, it's just about focusing.
I actually saw the show on Saturday, and there was a slight discrepancy with the judges saying that. I think, I'm trying to remember, did they say that Danny gave you the wrong song, or am I right?
Yes, that's right.
And
no disrespect to my mentor. I do feel that the song was wrong, but I done my best. Well, hopefully I done my best to work it. So.
Yeah. Well, I could see that you was trying to fight to be diplomatic. You didn't want to put her in hot, well, not so much hot water, but you didn't want to embarrass your own mentor.
Yeah.
You know, which was quite good. So you held that one back.
I don't want to undermine her.
Yeah, exactly. And what's Simon like? Is he the person he is?
He's nice, man. He's nice. Everyone has him as Mr. Nasty. But I think sometimes he just plays up to it. He's quite nice, man. He's a nice man. He's fair.
Okay,
he's
nice. Just before I spoke to you, I played Leona Lewis of that lovely album called Spirit, who actually won an award last night and sadly didn't get there to the Mobos. But what would it be like for me to speak to you and then play your song just before I put you to air? And what would that like to have an album out?
Come on now, I think that answer's obvious. Come on now. Come on, I've put myself through trials and tribulations to get to the point I am on X Factor. Come on now.
You know that what I want you to do? I just want you to say, thank God. Go on, say it.
Yeah, man, I thank God for that. Of course, man.
Because I just love the way you say it.
But it's true, God gets my praise all the time, man. As I said, I don't need to sort of have this facade about a facade, however you say the word.
Yeah.
I don't need to put that on. It's not an act. My love for God is not an act. I'm not saying that I don't go to church. I don't go to church as regularly as I should be, but I know, say, morning and night, I present my prayers to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's just about
nothing wrong with
communion with him. I understand. So my love for God isn't fake, it's real.
Right.
And I do thank him, and all this glory is his.
Okay. Did you see Mobos last night, by the way?
Yeah, I still saw Mobos, and I sort of heard a bit while you had me on hold about that. And
I wish you was there.
Oh, thank you. And someone just gave me something. And without risking me sort of being a bit rude, but I do really, I agree with you, my sentiments exactly, not just Leona Lewis. At the end of the day, the British public voted for those artists to be to earn a Mobile Award, and I think it was their right of duty, out of respect for the people who chose them, to turn up and receive that award. And especially Leona Luce, I love her, beautiful girl, nice girl, beautiful voice, but for her first Mobile, and in her country of origin, they were giving her a Mobile. I don't care, she should have tried to move heaven and earth to get there. I don't care.
That's,
if that was me, I would get in. I would be beefing with Simon right now. I'll say, you know what, allow you, I'm buying my own plane ticket and I'll get it. If you want to cuff me off to do that, there's no way in hell you can give me a Mobile in my country and I don't come and get it.
You know what,
Estelle was on tour and she broke her tour to come. I
exactly.
give her a beer
Estelle,
ring,
yeah.
That girl, pop, 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 she gets my rating. What? She gets my love.
Trust me.
Straight up.
Yeah, okay. As I said, I was really disappointed with that one. And obviously, by the entire booze that was... I mean, we all love Leona Lewis, but we just couldn't hold back
the booze. Let me tell you something, sorry, can we have another yard, you know? Let me tell you something. If me go spend up my big, big money for a Mobile ticket, me, I would be booing to with me never see style. Oh, dear, yo. After me come spend up my big, big money, you're giving me blood... Excuse my language. You're giving me... excuse me, audience. And you're giving me people standing up telling me, oh, they're not here today, I would be
booing. I know, furious, exactly. I mean, there was a handful. I mean, I'm just really glad that even Rev Run turned up. I'm so glad that he turned up.
Yeah.
Because he makes me laugh. I love his programs, Runs the House and various other things. But yeah, they said that you're compared... That now, this ain't me. You're compared to Amy Winehouse, your voice. I beg to differ. But because I think you've got a really nice, an original voice. I don't think it's compared to any other voice. But what was it? What's it like being compared to Amy Winehouse? What have you got to say to that?
Well, I don't really mind being compared to her voice, not the rest of her.
Yeah, I know that.
Just her voice, and I don't mind if I could get the status she has. I appreciate that. So there's nothing wrong with her because I'll give her a prop. She is a talented singer and she's just got her demons right now. And I just pray every day to God that she works it out because I don't know how someone could have so much talent and just sit there
and money.
Just frit it away and mash. Yeah. And you're just mashing up your brain.
Yeah,
you can't do them things. You get me? I went through that as it's widely publicized. Everyone knows I've been through them traumas, what she's going through now. And it's not good. You can't sit there and throw God's blessings back in his face because the only way she's going to go to now is destruction. She is so talented, I want to cry. By the end of the day, she's going to make me come and fill her slot, so be it.
I really hope you get the opportunity to meet her and just tell her some comforting and inspirational words on what you've been through as well.
Yeah, man, because it seemed like she just has no disrespect, but it just seemed like she had bare Egypt people around her. And if she was my brethren, I'd tell her straight, listen, you need to fix up, look sharp in the words of Dizzy Rascal. Don't play. Straight up, man.
Yeah. Well, you never know, you might be on to a Mobile Award next year. You never know.
What? I hope so. What are you butterflying on the stage? What?
Yeah, actually, I saw that bit. You made me laugh. you don't hold back, do you? You really don't hold
man.
Back.
I know, but I know there's some black people out saying that, oh, Lord, she could have torn it down a little bit, but I'm to everybody out there, I'm just Rachel.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, as long as I don't disrespect the judges and I don't shout at nobody, I'm going to continue to do my little dancing. I'm me, and I'm keeping it real. I'm not here to go on like I'm some tough or behave like somebody. I'm not. I'm me. I don't need no big entourage. I just want my fans around me, and I just want to do this thing I love in peace and quiet.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, there was one time when it was it wasn't the auditions, I think you guys got through to on the stage act. Simon turned around and said to you, okay, stop now, and then you kept on, and he was saying, listen, you're going to spoil it for yourself, be quiet now, and you kept on, and I was thinking, Rachel, just... shut up.
You know what? I hold my hands up to that. That's me from the hood, and I've calmed down from that. That's what I'm saying. As long as I know when to close my mouth or when to open it, I'm not changing. Do you know what I'm saying? Just as long as I have manners and I don't make them kind of faux pas again, as far as I'm concerned, here it comes again, I'm blessed.
Actually, talking about hood and ends, what area are you in? From?
Right, well, I'm originally from East Side, man. I'm from Hackney and I've still got to rep my end. East Side? Still got to rep my end. But I live up in Queensbury. That's up northwest.
Where?
Northwest. I know where it is
because I was born and bred in Labbock Grove. So
yeah, no, you know Queensbury up by Harold.
Oh yes. Sorry, I didn't hear you the first time. Queensbury.
Yeah, Queensbury up them ends.
Isn't that?
I'm repping two ends still. I've got my love for East because that's where I've come from. I've had my kids in East London, but I'm up North London, and the people up here make me feel loved as well. So I've got nothing but love for East. I've got love for the whole of London and England because I'm not even really repping no ends. It's just where I'm from.
So, are you getting stopped at the moment by other people saying, yeah, big up, congratulations, blah, blah, blah?
I do get love. When I go from place to place, if I go on the train or something, people show me love or they want to take a picture, and I'm always happy to oblige. Wicked. Got to show the supporters love back. That's how it goes, innit?
Yeah, I know you said you're not in the house at the moment, but how do you style your hair, or who's styling your hair at the moment?
Well, some woman... Michelle, black lady, she's got a shop up in South London. What is it? Lavender Hill?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm all plugging for her. Her name's Michelle. She's got a wicked hairdresser. The address is 186 Lavender Hill.
Okay. Good hairdresser. Is it Lavender Hill in Battersea?
Lavender Hill, yes. SW11, I think.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, that's Battersea.
Yeah. And she does my weave, but then on the shows, Ben, he just... basically just gives it a quick straight and then ruffles it up and stuff. Uh-huh. But the style I've got is quite easy to manage. I can even just wrap my hair at night and then just comb it all back out in the morning.
Okay, just a couple more questions, really. Just so, because I know you're busy, you're going to get ready for rehearsals and stuff. Are you ready for Simon's negative comments, if he has any, this coming Saturday?
Man.
You know we're going to wish you the best anyway.
Yeah, but if anybody's got negative comments, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And not everybody's going to like my voice or my sound. So, at the end of the day, I can't sit there getting offended because I don't like every singer. So, not every person's going to like me. And it's just the way it is, isn't it? You just have to humble.
Who do you think is your main competition?
To be honest, my main competition, I'd say, like, Laura, Alexandra, even that little Spanish girl, Ruth.
Yeah,
she's good. She's good. If she gets in the coming weeks, if she gets to sing a rock tune, you'll actually hear that Ruth has got quite a powerful voice.
I'm just hoping that she doesn't sing Spanish on that rock song. I want to hear some English lyrics.
Well, I'm going to defend her, because in my defense of her, just the same way I'm keeping my blackness to me. You've got to give her credit. She's a Spanish woman. Be proud of where you come from. But I know what you're saying for the English audience. Yeah. We do want to hear English, and she's even said that she'd like to sing more English, because she has said it's not Spanish Idol, it's X Factor in England. She's even said that.
But I think she's only just doing that basically because to get on the good side of Simon, because Simon actually did say, I prefer when you sing Spanish. So
well,
she'll probably
to defend her again, if Simon said to me, I like the Spanish, it'd be what I've been speaking Spanish to if I could.
Spanish town.
Yeah, what?
So, yeah, listen, we really do thank you for taking time out to speak to
us, Rachel,
and we wish you all the best. You know, forget about what people's saying or gonna say, but we wish you all the best.
All right, then, let me just big up Colourful Radio for having me on there and all the listeners. Pop, pop, pop into my sister, my niece, my nephew, and my picnic. Then, blah, blah, blah. All right, peace out, yeah?
All right, babe. Nice one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Emancipate and liberate yourself in Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio.